Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to oscarconnect.com.au, connecting car sellers with car buyers.
For Mazda this week, the arrival of their fifth SUV, the CX-30, a small-medium SUV that fits between the small CX-3 and the larger CX-5. The CX-30 arriving in 13 automatic-only models, with a choice, depending on model, of 2-litre or 2.5-litre engine in either front or all-wheel drive. Prices ranging from $29,990 for the entry G20 Pure front drive up to $43,490 for the G25 Astina all-wheel drive. The Mazda CX-30 answering a lack of boot space in the CX-3, 120mm longer and 30mm wider. After an extensive drive, this new CX-30 really lifts the bar in small SUVs. Having said that, like the current Mazda 3 small car, it very much depends on engine choice. The 2-litre engine lacking low-down torque, whereas the 2.5-litre offers a great blend of performance. All models sit on an outstanding chassis for handling and ride, while the electric power steering is amongst the best I've driven. Mazda claim that they design cars that put the driver first, that feel like horse and rider as one, and this design philosophy translates to a very polished drive. Over a demanding country drive route in Victoria, the new Mazda CX-30 excelled, returning 7.1 litres per 100, and importantly it runs on 91 RON petrol. Warranty, 5 years, unlimited kilometre and roadside assist. I'm David Berthon.